Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something absolutely beautiful happening in homes all around the world. More and more parents are coming to us with questions like yours, asking how to help their children think about the positive legacy they want to leave in the world. And can I tell you something? The fact that you're even asking this question tells me everything I need to know about the kind of parent you are. You're thoughtful, you're intentional, and you're raising a child who is going to make this world more beautiful. So let's talk about this together, shall we? Grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in, and let me share what the magic book has taught me about this remarkable developmental window your 5 or 6-year-old is entering right now. First, I want you to know that your child asking about their impact on the world, or showing interest in helping others, or wondering how they can make things better, this is not just sweet. It's actually a sign of wonderful, healthy development. Research from some of the most respected child development centers in the world shows us that ages 5 and 6 represent this magical window where children naturally begin to think about their impact beyond themselves. They're discovering something profound, that their actions matter, that they can help, that they can make things better. Doctor Damon Jones from Penn State's Bennett Pierce Prevention Research Center conducted this beautiful study that followed children for nearly 20 years. And you know what they found? The social and emotional skills that children develop during the kindergarten years, things like helping others, sharing, contributing to their communities, these skills became powerful predictors of lifelong success and fulfillment. Children who developed these prosocial behaviors were twice as likely to graduate from college and almost 50% more likely to have meaningful employment by age 25. But here's what I love most about this research. It's not just about success in the traditional sense. It's about purpose. It's about contribution. It's about living a life that feels meaningful. The magic book whispers this truth to me all the time. When we support young children's natural desire to contribute, when we help them see the positive impact of their actions, we're not just teaching them to be kind. We're building the foundation for a lifetime of purposeful, meaningful engagement with the world. So how do we nurture this beautiful emerging sense of purpose in our 5 and 6-year-olds? Let me share some wonderful strategies that the magic book and the research both agree on. First, help your child see the ripples of their kindness. You know how when you drop a pebble in a pond, those ripples spread out in all directions? That's exactly what happens with acts of kindness. When your child helps a friend, shares a toy, or shows compassion to someone who's sad, those actions create ripples that extend far beyond that moment. Talk with your child about this. Say things like, when you helped your friend find their lost toy, you made their whole day brighter. And you know what? They probably went home and were kinder to their little brother because they felt so happy. That's how kindness works. It spreads like starlight. Second, give your child meaningful opportunities to contribute. And I'm not talking about chores, although those are important too. I'm talking about real contributions where your child can see that their actions make a genuine difference. Maybe they help you bake cookies for a neighbor who's been sick. Maybe they draw a picture to cheer up grandma. Maybe they help you plant flowers in the community garden. The key is that these contributions are real, not pretend. Your child's developing brain can tell the difference between busy work and meaningful contribution, and meaningful contribution is what builds that sense of purpose. Third, talk about the future in hopeful, possibility-filled ways. 5 and 6-year-olds are just beginning to understand that the future exists, that their actions today can shape tomorrow. You can nurture this by asking questions like, what kind of world do you want to help create? What makes you feel happy when you help others? If you could make one thing better in our neighborhood, what would it be? These conversations don't need to be heavy or serious. Keep them light, keep them playful, but let your child's imagination soar. Fourth, and this is so important, celebrate the small acts. You don't need to wait for your child to do something grand to acknowledge their positive impact. When they hold the door for someone, when they share their snack, when they comfort a crying friend, these are the moments that matter. These are the seeds of legacy. Say things like, you know what I noticed? When you shared your crayons with your friend, their whole face lit up. You made their day more colorful, literally and figuratively. That's the kind of person you are, someone who makes the world more beautiful. Now, let me tell you about a story from the Book of Inara that shows this so perfectly. It's called The Mushroom Memory Keepers, and it's about two friends named Theo and Miles who discover this magical mushroom grove. Each mushroom holds a memory of a small act of kindness that grew into something world-changing. The children learn that every kind action they take today is like planting a seed that will grow into something beautiful in the future. It's such a special story because it helps children understand that they don't have to do big, dramatic things to make a difference. The small, everyday acts of kindness, those are the ones that change the world. After you read this story with your child, you can talk about the kind things they do each day. You can help them see that those actions are like the mushrooms in the story, holding memories that will grow and spread. You can even create your own family tradition of sharing one kind thing each person did that day at dinner time. Make it playful, make it fun, but help your child see that their actions are creating a legacy of kindness. Here's something else the magic book taught me that I think you'll find comforting. You don't need to pressure your child with adult concepts of legacy. You don't need to have serious, heavy conversations about changing the world. Your 5 or 6-year-old is not developmentally ready for that kind of abstract thinking, and that's perfectly okay. What they are ready for is understanding that their actions make people feel happy or sad, that they can help or hurt, that they can make things better or worse. That's the foundation. That's where legacy thinking begins. The National Association for the Education of Young Children tells us that children's motivation to learn increases when their learning environment fosters their sense of belonging, purpose, and agency. Agency means your child feels like they have the power to make choices and take actions that matter. When you give your child opportunities to contribute, when you acknowledge their kindness, when you help them see the positive impact of their actions, you're building that sense of agency. You're showing them that they matter, that their actions matter, that they can make a difference. And here's the beautiful truth, my friend. You're already doing this. The fact that you're here, listening to this, asking these questions, it means you're the kind of parent who is nurturing your child's sense of purpose every single day. You're doing wonderfully. So let me leave you with this. Your child is in this remarkable developmental window where they're discovering that they can make the world more beautiful. Support that discovery with warmth and encouragement. Give them opportunities to contribute. Help them see the ripples of their kindness. Read stories like the Mushroom Memory Keepers that show them how small acts grow into lasting legacies. And most importantly, trust that you're building something profound. You're raising a child who will make this world more loving, more kind, more beautiful. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on every step of the way. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.